Virginia lawmakers have finally passed the Equal Rights Amendment 38 years after the original deadline for ratification. Virginia, the 38th state to ratify the amendment, which is the magic number for qualifying the amendment for inclusion in the Constitution. But is it too late? For more, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with UC Hastings College of the Law professor Rory Little, who previously clerked at the Supreme Court. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks.
Why is this a magic number, and what happens now?
Well, so in 1972, Congress put the Equal Rights Amendment out for ratification, and 35 states ratified it within 7 years. And the preamble to the Equal Rights Amendment said the two-thirds of the states have to ratify it within 7 years. So 35 states did, but you needed 38. You didn't have 38 within that seven-year deadline, and then they extended it, actually, for four more years, but you still didn't have 38. But in the last couple of years, three more states have ratified, Virginia being the last just now, which means you have 38 states, which is two-thirds. So the number is there, but they are outside of the time limit. So there's a legal question constitutionally. Does it count if it's outside of a time limit that was stated in the amendment? Or does the preamble to the amendment really not mean anything? And the U.S. Department of Justice has expressed the opinion just recently that it has to be within the deadline period, whether it's 7 years or 11 years. And so it's not validly a part of the Constitution unless Congress puts it out again for re-voting by the states.
Is this going to wind up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, there will certainly be lawsuits, I imagine, filed by somebody saying, I believe I should get some benefit under the Equal Rights Amendment. And then a court will probably say, well, no, the Equal Rights Amendment is not a valid amendment. And then somebody will take an appeal. Whether that'll go to the Supreme Court or not probably depends on whether some courts disagree. If all the lower courts were in the same agreement, it might not go to the Supreme Court if there wasn't any conflict to resolve. You know, the National Archivist in Washington, D.C. officially has to record a constitutional amendment once it's ratified. And the Department of Justice has instructed the archivist not to record this because they don't believe it's valid.
Fascinating. 1972, a long time ago, a lot's changed. Do we need this anymore? I'm a woman. I'm asking this question. Aren't I guaranteed these rights and protections?
Well, a lot of people say, I mean, that was the argument at the time even, you don't need this because we've got equality through all sorts of other statutory and legal theories. I think, you know, frankly, a lot of women and a lot of other people believe that a constitutional amendment guaranteeing equal rights for women would be more solid than any kind of statutory theory or any other kind of more general theory. So, it's as political issue as it is a legal issue. And so it'll be interesting to see whether some public interest group takes on the task of constructing a case where the Equal Rights Amendment would actually make a difference, because if it didn't make a difference, then it wouldn't presumably go to court.
Mm-hmm. Professor, thanks as always for weighing in. Always great to get your take. That is UC Hastings College of the Law Professor Rory Little. Again, he previously clerked at the U.S. Supreme Court.